You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll talk to a Wisconsin author about his experience in Iraq and Afghanistan and his new novel about the difficult return to civilian life.
First, more than half of Wisconsin adolescents said their mental health was not good at some point in a one-month period. 1 in 10 had considered suicide, and most of the young people in the state experiencing depression don't get treatment, according to recent data.
Today is Children's Mental Health Awareness Day, and USA Today Network Wisconsin hosted an event in Madison to raise awareness about the mental health challenges facing youth in Wisconsin. The event is called the Day of Action on Youth Mental Health. It's the culmination of 9 months of reporting for the Kids in Crisis series, which focused on mental health in Wisconsin's youth.
We have two guests with us to talk about the issue. Jim Fitzhenry is an editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, who oversaw the Kids in Crisis series. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
And Chris Saha also joins us. She spoke at the event today. She's a former psychiatric nurse who lost her teen daughter to suicide. Chris, thanks for coming up.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, Jim, tell us about this Day of Action for Youth Mental Health. Why did you convene this event?
Really, we wanted to take everything that we had learned in this series called Kids in Crisis and actually have something constructive happen from it. When you go out in Wisconsin and you collect the data and you tell the stories, and you hear from families of people like Chris, you want to take that and you want to turn that conversation into action that can actually make things better for families across the state.
And who was at the table today?
We had a really wide variety of people from the healthcare industry, lawmakers, families. We had a really great cross-section of the state there talking about this issue. And the great thing that we learned along the way is that people are really eager to have these conversations, that once you start to break down the stigma, people want to talk about it, they want to share their stories, and they want to share ideas about how we make things better.
And Chris, you shared your story at the event. Can you tell us how suicide touched your family?
Yes, I lost my daughter, Morgan. She was 15 years old, and that happened last June. She took her own life while she was here in Wisconsin visiting her dad and some friends. I was living in Florida at the time.
And I think a lot of times, historically, maybe even recently, this is a story that a family doesn't want to talk about, that gets kept in private. Why is it important for you to share the story at events like today's?
I would like to help in any way that I can. I would like to help parents or basically anybody that's involved with adolescents to maybe pay closer attention to things they may see, behaviors, things like that. And then I think the piece, being a psychiatric nurse in the past, certainly I see two different perspectives on the issue, and I see what a huge crisis it really is.
And as I understand it, your daughter had posted about her thoughts of having suicide on social media. Other youth saw it and just didn't know what to do. Is that important to get a message out? If you see something, say something.
Extremely important. And yes, I think I did speak with a few of her friends who were some of the people who liked the photos, and they said that social media, these sites are actually just outlets for teens to express their feelings, and you know, then they feel less alone. They feel that other kids maybe are struggling too, but instead of taking some action when they see things like that or hear them talking, they just keep it to themselves and try to support one another.
And Jim, is that part of what's coming out on the solution side, is making people, peers, parents, practitioners, know what to do when they hear that message?
Absolutely. And the extraordinary thing is that we met Chris at our Wisconsin Rapids town hall meeting. She came up and asked if she could speak about her daughter. And just in the little bit of time that I've got to know her, she's been able to give people so much great information from her experience that is going to help other people who hear that and understand, yeah, if I hear something, I should let somebody know. Just that real simple connection, that real simple piece of information can make a profound difference.
Chris, can you share some of those thoughts for maybe parents or even teens listening right now who they're going through something highly personal, but you've learned lessons that apply to a lot of people?
I guess when I think about things I would do differently, I definitely wouldn't dismiss anything I see that I would maybe consider abnormal or even normal teen behavior. If your kids are isolating themselves, as Morgan did, I would talk to other parents and they'd say, well, so is my child. But in reality, you know, that was now looking back, that was a red flag. Keep these kids talking, I think, is hugely important.
We're talking about youth mental health here in Wisconsin. Chris Saha is with us, former psychiatric nurse. She lost her teen daughter to suicide last year. She's made it her mission to help other teens, help their parents work through these issues. We also have Jim Fitzhenry with USA Today Network Wisconsin. Been reporting in the Kids in Crisis series, had a day of action on youth mental health today. Jim, what other kind of policy recommendations are coming out now to try to make sure teens have access to mental health care when they need it?
One of the things that we talked about today that Chris was able to share her experience is that in schools, to get screenings for children at much younger ages, we had a social worker from Stevens Point who talked today about some of the issues that they're dealing with in their schools. And I think it was very eye-opening for a lot of people that really severe problems are presenting themselves as students as young as kindergarten. And so when Chris comes in with a message that says we need to screen kids at younger ages, I think that's a sort of direct experience that can help policymakers see, yeah, we definitely need to do this, think about it, get kids talking about it in families at a much younger age.
So catching the problem earlier, and Chris, you've been a psychiatric nurse too. Once that problem is caught, do we have accessible care, levels of care that people can find?
Unfortunately, not in the state of Wisconsin. And I don't know if it's a nationwide issue or not, but I know there are not enough providers in Wisconsin. So that is one additional obstacle to care.
You had a couple of state lawmakers, I believe, at the event. Jim, do you see people in charge of state government taking these issues seriously, wanting to do something maybe in the next session?
You know, I get the sense that the lawmakers that we had today were very receptive to listen to it. And I think that they also encourage people in the audience to contact their lawmakers, to contact the governor as he and his administration are putting together a new budget to start to look at these issues and to look at innovative ways to start to tackle the problem. So I think events like this, where you get people to come into Madison and talk about it, that you can see action come as a result of it.
Now, you've seen a lot of collaboration bringing these town halls together, and that's actually one of the recommendations, that there needs to be more collaboration. Who needs to be collaborating on these issues, Jim?
It's a really broad range of people. It needs to happen better in the healthcare industry. We had a pediatrician in talking today about their offices are seeing a lot of issues with children's mental health things that pediatricians didn't get training for in medical school. I think that was really eye-opening, that there's such a severe shortage in the state that there are 16 counties that don't have an inpatient psychiatrist. So there's literally places that people have no access to care, and that's not always able to get access through things like telemedicine. So if you happen to be in one of those counties, it's very difficult to get care.
Chris, as you're out there telling your family story, are a lot of people approaching you and sharing theirs as well? Maybe something that they wouldn't have been willing to talk about unless they'd heard you go first?
Yes. I've definitely been approached by complete strangers or acquaintances or even friends of mine who have friends of their own with people in their family that are struggling. They want answers. They want a direction. They want to know, you know, types of things to look for and ways to help, because unfortunately the numbers of these kids that are in crisis is astronomical.
I imagine that, I mean, obviously a lot of teens dealing with depression, other mental health issues, feeling isolated, a lot of families feeling isolated. As we wrap up, I want to ask both of you, how important is it that people are out there talking about this? Chris, I'll start with you.
It's incredibly important. I hope that Morgan didn't keep this to herself and not come forward because she was embarrassed or anything else. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. This mental health is the same as physical health. So if a child has cancer, they get help for it. If they have diabetes, they get help for it. It's not their fault, and help, you know, we need to help them.
And Jim, what's the next step in advancing this conversation?
I think it's continuing to have discussions like this. One of the speakers we had today is a student at Kimberly High School who shared her experience with it, and she's sharing that with other students across the Fox Valley. So talking about it, getting people to connect, and doing that is so important.
Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Chris, thanks to you.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Jim Fitzhenry, editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin and the Kids in Crisis series. Chris Saha is also with us, former psychiatric nurse. She lost her teen daughter to suicide last year. They join us to talk about the Day of Action for Youth Mental Health. That was an event today hosted by USA Today Network Wisconsin.